Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 38 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say to you, do not show opposition against an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other toward him also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may prove yourselves to be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors, do they not do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Even the Gentiles, do they not do the same? Therefore, you shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
There's a lot about the kingdom of heaven that doesn't make sense to our earthly way of thinking. For example, verse 39 of today's scripture passage says, whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other toward him also. Who wants to do that? And in yesterday's devotion, we heard that God loves us, and there's nothing we can do to earn or deserve his love. Now we're going to see how those of us who are believers can extend that love to others. There's a lot of talk about personal rights these days, but instead of focusing on ourselves, we should do what Jesus did, lay down our rights so we can take up the cause of a holy kingdom. In short, instead of focusing on ourselves, we should be more concerned about showing God's love to those around us, even to those who are doing wrong. Keep in mind that Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors, do they not do the same? Before assuming that Jesus' capacity for forgiveness and love is out of anyone's reach, remember, his Holy Spirit dwells in believers. As a result, God's love works through us. You lose nothing of eternal value when you show others the boundless care and compassion of the Lord.